life better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a pig. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
In the Garden with Ed Bajarski is sponsored in part by The Flower Farm. Flower Farm is busting out with new starts for the coming season. Lettuce, basil, Swiss chard, kale, and spinach are ready to go. Come on out and get a hit of spring. 907-772-3064 and 6 Rory Road. That's The Flower Farm.
Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
All right, and we've got Ed Bajarski on the phone up in Juneau. Ed, how are you?
Oh, man, the sun just came out. It's as if it was a sign. It's a sign.
It is a sign. Okay. Oh, good to have you back on the airwaves with us, Ed.
Oh, it's good to be back talking about gardening. If I can't even be doing gardening outside, we'll talk about it inside and such.
Perfect. Yeah, it's been a kind of a long winter, not like last year. Things are taking a little longer to thaw out and clear away, so people aren't planting in the soil yet, that's for sure. But there's a whole lot more they can do to get things started, isn't that right?
There is a lot. Certainly, we're tempted. There's seeds available in our well, probably some bulbs and tubers available in our local retailers. Just heard sponsor having some plants ready to go, which if your greenhouse isn't, you know, if you've got soil in your greenhouse and you cleaned it up last fall, of course, some of that kale and spinach at least is pretty frost hardy if you carefully keep them ideally a little above freezing. For me, I'm afraid it's not going to happen for a while yet, because we've got just in the last 2 weeks we've gotten 3 feet of snow. When I left for California last week, Tuesday, it was 4 degrees. And now at least it's in the 20s and 30s. So that gives me hope. But still, I've got mountains of snow. And I may even start, if I'm going to watch the weather forecast, so we're hopefully not going to get much more snow. And maybe even start throwing out sprinkling wood ashes, covering the soil to help hurry the snow away. I mean, to help... the sun hits that darker stuff. If you've got sand or something like that, that can work too. You throw it on top of the snow, and maybe that means it'll melt down more quickly. The problem, of course, for me at least, again, is that it was really cold before we got snow. So we've got anywhere from 6 inches to a foot or more of frozen soil underneath that snow.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's going to take a while before any outdoor gardening is going to happen, unlike last year when I already had seeds in the ground and stuff sprouting.
Right.
I just saw the weather statistics, and this past week a year ago it was 50 degrees, 49 and 50 degrees in Juneau.
Huh.
So yeah, gardening was happening, things were blooming. I suppose when the snow melts down, then my snowdrops will show up. They were ready to bloom 3 weeks ago before it got really cold. So yeah, right now we're looking at indoor gardening.
Yeah. So what should people get started with as far as thinking about, we've got quite a few greenhouses that are going to be bursting with goodies throughout the season here, and now's the time for people to start kind of preparing the greenhouses, right? Maybe cleaning them up, cleaning off the snow.
Exactly. Last fall, some of us did, some of us didn't. I know how that can work. And I finally got mine cleaned out a month ago, got the old tomato plants out of there, got things cleaned up. Some folks may be recovering greenhouses to get them ready if they can get to the framework and stuff. And otherwise, if you're growing in pots and tubs and that sort of thing, get your potting soil ready. Hopefully put it in. I mean, I have frozen blocks and piles of soil waiting for me to get to. Mm-hmm. But also we can be cleaning out the big pots and tubs, perhaps getting them full. Again, whether you make your own custom mixes of potting soil plus compost manure and soil and other assorted goodies, that can be done. And then, yeah, choosing seeds, choosing bulbs, whether it be locally grown or locally sold, mm-hmm. versus mail order. And obviously there's lots of that happening. I do both. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff I get locally and some that I order from favorite companies like Johnny's or Territorial Seeds, which do generally, many of them do very well for us, mm-hmm. in Southeast Alaska. So, and they're quick. You know, you place an online order and usually within 2 weeks you'll have seeds in your hand. So, and again, that part of it is, the next question then is, you know, when do you start?
Right.
And how good a weather wizard are you, or are we?
Yeah.
Or how much do we believe the weather wizards when they tell us spring is maybe, hopefully, just around the corner?
I mean, it seems like it's got to be right around the corner, right? I mean, it's, you know, creeping up on April here. It seems like it's really time to start some seeds.
Yes, and it is. It is. For some things that take a long time to start, to grow to a large enough size to put out in the ground indefinitely. So we could have actually started onions and leek seeds even a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I just started a week ago some parsley, and that's a very slow plant to grow. And other herbs, if you're growing herbs from seed, they are slow. So getting them started now, that's perfectly appropriate. Having lights to start them under. I mean, yeah, nice sunny window is great. We are getting, at least we're up to almost 12 hours of daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, that's one of those, the official signs of spring when we hit 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So windows, maybe yes, but I really do like to use lights to supplement the natural light. And I've got my pots and trays with new potting soil in them that I'm seeding.
Mm-hmm.
So then look at the seed packets, though, thinking about tomatoes or cabbages or cucumbers. It'll tell you on there how long do they need to be in pots, or when are they ready to transplant into the greenhouse, into the ground. And the other thing is usually it'll say soil temperature should be above 55 or 60 degrees or something like that when you go to transplant them.
Right.
So again, in a greenhouse, that soil will tend to warm up. But again, if we're counting back 6 or 8 weeks before transplanting into our greenhouse or outdoors, look at that. Assuming that mid-April might be iffy this year,
mm-hmm.
but that's certainly when I tried to start getting things into the soil outdoors.
Right.
If the ground is thawed, you can be planting that early spinach and kale and all that sort of thing. I planted some back in January when I had a thaw. They're in my hoop house and they're going to wait.
Right.
And they will sprout when that soil warms up enough for them to sprout, basically.
Right.
So some of that I'll just let them choose,
mm-hmm.
when it is appropriate for them to sprout. But otherwise we don't want to have plants that are too large transplant out. Stuff that we've got growing in pots for too long.
Right.
With tomatoes, you can bury them deeper. That's not such a big deal. Mm-hmm. But for cucumbers and cabbages and broccoli and that sort of thing, you can actually get them too big and too small a pot, and which will stunt the roots and stunt their growth long term.
So
you don't want to start them too early.
Yeah. What are some kind of sweet spot guidelines that people who are starting stuff inside, or say they've got starts going in their window? When should people be moving those out? Weather aside, what size?
Yeah, I hope. Last year was a little late to get them into the greenhouse because we had kind of a cold spring.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my tomatoes didn't go into the ground in my greenhouses. I think it was May 17th, if I remember correctly. I don't have my book handy.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're aiming for somewhere in the first 2 weeks of May, and again, you know, then like I said, count back.
Mm-hmm.
Count backwards from that, 6 to 8 weeks. So you figure that's, you know, that's 1st of April or next week, you know, for us here.
Mm-hmm.
that would be appropriate for starting tomatoes.
Right.
And again, for those, for cabbage and cauliflower, broccoli, wait a couple more weeks. They can go into the outdoor conditions earlier, but like I said, we don't want to get them too large either. Cucumbers, even wait a little bit longer, because I like about, they only take about 2 weeks to be ready to go into the ground, if the stuff in the greenhouse is ready for them. The other thing to work, to think about too, is if you're, you've got the itch. I mean, I've got it. I've got it really bad. You know, certainly I can start some stuff now, but then save some seeds. You know, don't start them all. Start just half of them. And then wait 2 more weeks, or from whenever you start your first batch, start a second batch of seeds in pots, so that if your plants get too, that first batch gets too large, maybe you can give them away to somebody who's got warmer conditions or a greenhouse or whatever, and you do a little sharecropping arrangement. Like, here, I'll provide you with the plants, and then you just give me some tomatoes back later. That works. That works. You know, if you're a good seed starter, that has great value. And I do that for a couple of folks with some cabbages and broccoli, and we had great luck. And again, I'm sharing that, and that's a good thing, of course. So seeds are cheap. You know, start a batch and then wait 2 or 3 weeks and start another batch. And you can do the same thing, of course, outdoors with things like lettuce and other plants that bolt, we know will bolt with our long days. Again, we can start some indoors for an early crop, then direct seed some outdoors maybe in middle of May, so that early stuff that we're eating in June, and then the early, then the ones we plant outdoors we're eating in July, August, and we start another batch even a month later than that, and they're growing into September and October or longer.
Right, right.
So again, save some of those seeds. Don't plant them all at once.
Right.
But, you know, space them out. So again, you get a nice new healthy crop of them. When the first ones bolt, pull them out and compost them and have something else ready to go in when you pull those out.
Yeah. Well, good advice, and it's a good way to get things started when you're getting that, like you say, the itch this time of year to, let's get planting. So one question I had is, if we're starting stuff, you know, say we've got kale or lettuce or basil in the windows right now, we've got starts, they're, you know, they're starting. What are best practices for hardening indoor starts off for transferring them outside if it's a little colder?
Couple of things to be doing. Of course, you should be, when you're watering, some of your, like, alternate waterings, too, give them a little bit of fertilizer, a diluted liquid, whatever you want to use, but dilute it down, like, half strength or even quarter strength, say, like, every other or every third watering. If you're growing in a window particularly, you need to rotate your plants because, of course, you see the plants lean toward the light. So if you rotate the plants, you know, 180 degrees every couple days, that helps make them grow more evenly. But it also helps, even that, the movement, or even you can also do this with a fan, have a fan blowing across them, which is good for air circulation. That can also toughen the stems, which, again, from being got pretty sheltered, comfortable indoor growing, and we're getting them ready to go outdoors, which is a shock. It's a shock, just like me coming back from California last night. It was a shock. From 75 degrees to 35 degrees and snow everywhere. You know, I couldn't do it gradually and harden myself off. It was cold turkey. So, but if you really are trying to harden stuff off to go outdoors, you want to take them outdoors for even sometimes just an hour or two the first day and bring them back indoors in a sheltered place and not necessarily in full hot sun either. You may even want to have some of that horticultural fabric like Remay. So you take your plants in the trays outside, put a layer of that on top of them so it's not too bright. And that also helps reduce the wind and all of that sort of thing, too. And it helps insulate them, too, from extremes. And so then the next day, give them a couple hours, and the next day a few more, assuming you can do that, you know, if you don't have a real job and are away from the house for 8 hours at a time.
Sure.
But that can, this gradual hardening them off to get them used to outdoor conditions is important. Because otherwise, sometimes you take them from the nice 65 to 70, 75 degree indoor conditions, and suddenly outside into a 50 to 55 degree condition, yeah, they may survive, but they are going to be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very hard on them, and that'll set them back if they do survive all of that.
Right. Yeah, well, that's good to know. Yeah, I've wanted to hear from you. What's the best way to harden stuff off? And that's good tips for everybody out there, because I think we're all getting to about that spot where we want to be thinking about it, and so we're starting to start stuff inside or
for humans for getting ready. Although maybe all this snow we're getting is good exercise. You know, the snow and skiing and whatever, we're getting in shape for gardening, right? So
right,
the
right.
Snow shoveling will turn into dirt shoveling,
yeah.
and that kind of thing. So, but again, we get those first few warm days when folks want to get out there and start digging in the soil or raking the lawn or doing whatever else. And they do, especially on a nice sunny Saturday or Sunday, and Monday morning they're moaning and groaning because they overdid it. So just like with hardening off the plants, start getting ourselves into shape, doing some stretching exercises and all that sort of thing, and maybe have your chiropractor on call, just in case.
That's good advice, too, for sure. Cool. Well, maybe we'll leave it there, Ed, and we'll talk again next week, and I'd like to invite listeners out there to shoot me an email or call in next week. Shoot me an email, orin@kfsk.org, if you have a question for Ed for next week about, your own garden and what you're wondering about getting it ready. Yeah, your beginning of the season question for Ed. Shoot me an email for next week, and I will put it to the man. And maybe we'll leave it there, Ed. What do you think?
All right, sounds good. Yeah, maybe we can. Yeah, we'll mention to people how to wake up their fuchsias and begonias and dahlias and other stuff.
Cool.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. All right, Ed. Thanks
all
so
right.
much. Good talking to
you. Till next Thursday.
Okay, till then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Ed Bajarski in the garden. It's really happening, folks. Spring really is right around the corner, or sort of close enough anyway. So In the Garden is sponsored in part by The Flower Farm, and they are busting out with new starts for the coming season. Lettuce, basil, Swiss chard, kale, and spinach ready to go. So, they've got those out there at the farm. You can get yourself a hit of spring. Their number is 772-3064 at 6 Rory Road. And we'll be back next week with more In the Garden with Ed Bajarski. I'm Oren. You can shoot me an email with a question for Ed, or you can even call in next week. 772-3808. All right. Coming up next, we've got High Country with Pete Brantuis.
Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what will life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Now if I change this life I lead, well I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.